water action. How long have you been paddling for?
This is my third year. I started by surfing beach waves in my granddad's canoe. When I got good enough at that, granddad took me canoeing on the river. Now he takes me to rivers and competitions all over the place.
What gear do you need for whitewater kayaking?
A spray shirt. It fits over my body and around the cockpit of the canoe to keep the water out. A life jacket, a helmet, a double-bladed paddle, and a kayak.
I hear that you've competed overseas.
Yeah, that was last summer. I won 3 silver medals. The competition was the Hydro Australian School Champs. And it was held in Tasmania, Australia. There were paddlers from Canada, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. Some of the best young kayakers in the world. It was great. There's a grading system on rivers. How does it work? Grading is used to show how difficult a river is to paddle. Grade 1 is easiest, like it's flat water, and then it goes up to grade 6, which isn't usually paddled. Why is grade 6 not paddled? It's too hard and really dangerous. I guess a really good kayaker might try it. The world's best. Using a specially designed kayak. What grade scares you?
Grade 5.
I paddle grades 1 to 4 all right, though. This river today is grade 2. It's okay. In Australia, we paddled on grades 2, 3, and 4. You look pretty relaxed in the water. Do you feel relaxed?
I'm nervous just before I compete. When I'm counting down, my start over the speaker like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
After that's over, I feel all right. I get really mad when I hit the poles of the gates that I have to go through, though. If you touch a pole, you have 2 points added on to your time. And if you miss a gate altogether, they add 50 points on. What about the rapid down there? That's a big wave breaking upstream on itself. We call them holes. Can you paddle it?
I could this morning in the practice run.
What happened in your kayak if it tips over?
I have to roll it back up out of the water with me still in it.
Or if I can't do that, I have to bail out of the water in the kayak. With bailing, your boat fills up with water and you have to go to shore to empty it out. Yesterday I had to